Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. So I've been putting off recording this episode for a bit. I've been procrastinating it. I've been thinking a lot about it. I've been kind of going back and forth. And here I am finally recording it. So here's what I want to share with you today. This year has been a really tough year for me personally. And I've talked a bit about it in the Sweary Saturday Love Letters. If you read those, you kind of have an idea. And I've also mentioned some things on the podcast. But if you're brand new and you're like, why has this been such a hard year? I will give you just a little bit of an idea without getting into too many details. But this year has been really tough for many, many reasons. This was the year that I got a divorce, and I had been with my ex, and who's also the co-founder of Clean Food Dirty Girl, for 14 years. And so although the divorce, to me, it didn't come out of left field, I wasn't super surprised that our relationship ended. There's still a lot that goes with the divorce, as anybody who's gone through that knows, regardless of the circumstances or whatever, and none of that stuff is even relevant and doesn't need to be shared here. But regardless of why somebody gets divorced, it's always a process and it's always really challenging. And that was for me too. So that was a big challenge this year. The other thing that really hit hard this year was that my sister died back in August, on August 7th. My oldest sister, Kirstie, died of cancer, and she had been struggling for a while, but she passed away back in August, which really threw me for a loop, and I'm still in the process of grieving, really. I'm still in that process, and some days are easier than others. Some days I'm okay, and I think of her and I smile, and I mean I miss her so much, but other days the missing her is manageable, and then some days it's just not. And you know, I still have times that I just break down, and the holidays have been really hard because she loved Christmas. She loved decorating, she loved light, she loved the whole spirit of Christmas. And so it's been, it's been different to go through this holiday season without her. So that has been really challenging for me and my whole family. And this year we also had the Maui wildfires, which personally I wasn't affected. I live in a different part of the on a different part of the island than those fires. But if you lived on Maui is a pretty small island, and if you were here, you felt it. And that was a really big thing that happened to the community where I live. And so that was really, really rough. The other thing that was very hard this year, which I haven't talked about publicly, was that we actually had to let go of three of our employees this year. And I want to mention one of these employees specifically, and I checked with her first to make sure it was okay, but her name is Jen, and she was one of our recipe wizards and meal plan developers. And this was a particularly hard thing to do because she was one of the first employees that we hired. And trying not to cry here. When we were just starting out, when this company was just starting out, it was my co-founder, Luann, and I, who was doing everything. And I would do all of the content, all of the meal plans, all of the resets that we did, all of the blogs, all of the content, the emails, all of the recipes. I would do everything. And then Luann would do everything else. So it was the two of us for a long time. And as we grew, and people started joining our membership for our meal plans, they were just very simple PDF documents at the time. And we had a lot of people joining in the beginning, and that was really amazing, right? That's what we wanted. And it was also kind of scary and fun. And but one thing that allowed us to do was to hire Jen and to eventually hire Tammy as well and hire the rest of our employees. And so I saw when I was looking for somebody to hire, I asked the universe and I put it out there. I want to hire somebody who's better at whole food plant-based recipes than me and somebody who I really, really get along with well and that I work well with and that will just really fit in with this company that we are kind of creating, right? And or that we had created but now was kind of growing. And so I had seen this woman, Jennifer, in the private Facebook group. And when people asked for substitutions or asked for ideas of, you know, recipe ideas or meal ideas, she would be one of the first people to comment. And I really liked her suggestions and I liked her energy. I liked her attitude. I was just very drawn to her. And so when we had enough money to hire an extra person to help me with the recipes and the meal plans, because that was where we needed help the most at that time, I thought of her immediately and I messaged her on Facebook and I just said, "Hey, can we jump on the phone? I have a proposal for you." And she was like, "Okay." And so we ended up getting on the phone with each other. We talked for like 2 hours. We had a great conversation, a great connection. And she was like, "I don't know if I'm the person for this job." And I was like, "I think you are. Why don't we just try?" And so she tried it. And of course, she ended up being friggin' amazing and just incredible at creating delicious whole food plant-based meals with a ton of flavors, really creative, and then developing meal plans. So that worked out well. And that was in 2016. And I just love her. I mean, I loved her from the moment I talked to her. We had a great relationship and a great rapport. And as we hired more people, we ended up hiring Tammy for an additional recipe wizard and meal plan developer. And she was also incredible at what she does and amazing. And we ended up hiring other people and we grew. And that was the way of it for many years. And it allowed us to really bring some wonderful people on board and to create magic really every week for our members. And so earlier this year, it became really apparent to me that we could no longer afford to have as many employees as we had. For the past 2 years, our members in Plant Fueled Life have been going down, and people are canceling more than they are joining. And, you know, it makes sense in a way because we haven't ever really done any traditional marketing. We've dabbled a little bit here and there, but we've never really done it all that well, to be honest. And we haven't really, we do a lot of things really well, but doing paid marketing has been something that we haven't done a great job at and that's for several reasons. I mean, everybody on our team wears like 5 different hats because we do have a pretty small team for what we do. And so we all wear many, many different hats and we're all juggling a lot of things at once. And none of us on our team are experts at marketing. Like, we just aren't. That's not where our skill set lies. And we did try to bring in a few different people, like outside marketing people, and who were experts in that, and the results just weren't that great. We didn't have a ton of money to put at marketing. And so also, you know, the more money you spend on marketing, if you can find your footing with it, you know, the more it pays off. If you don't have a very big budget, you know, it will pay off less. But we have certainly tried, and not, you know, there's obviously way more that we could do and all of that. But with the resources that we've had, we haven't really nailed the marketing thing yet. And so we don't have a lot of new people looking at our stuff. We really rely on word of mouth and content marketing. We rely on our blog and my Saturday emails and even this podcast. And we rely on people telling people, really. That's how we grew it. And that's how we did it from the beginning. And for a long time, that really, really worked. And that was during a time when the Facebook group and Facebook algorithms were much different. So we have like 63,000 people in our private Facebook group. And, you know, people think that, oh, well, we must be doing really well because we have such a big group. But you have to keep in mind, a very small percentage of that are actually members, actually paying members. And we don't run any type of ads in our blog anywhere, right? So we rely on our membership. That's how we monetize. And that was kind of the model. And so it used to be that in private Facebook groups, everybody who was part of the group would see everybody's stuff. And it was great. It was all a big kind of community and we all saw each other's stuff. We all commented. It was very busy. It was very fun. People loved it. And over the years, Facebook has changed and the algorithms have changed so that now very few people who are actually in our private group can see our stuff. And so that's one reason. That's one reason why we grew so fast in the beginning, because it was sort of the beginning of those social groups and it worked really well. So, there's been a lot of like changes in tech and, you know, and that happens, right? That's totally what happens. So at this point, people are canceling their memberships more than they are joining. And that, like I said, it started a couple years ago, but it was okay. We could kind of keep, you know, keep going and really, you know, keep everybody on board. And we were really, really hopeful that we were going to be able to like turn things around and not have to let anybody go. But earlier this year, it was just, we didn't have a choice. We had to let three people go. And that was... making those phone calls were probably one of the hardest things I've done since starting this company. Especially, I mean, we were just so close to everybody and it was like this family, and to, you know, to let them go was so hard. And specifically Jen, it was so hard because she was such a important part of what we did and she brought so much to the table. And you all knew her. A lot of you all knew her and had communicated with her in the group and asked her questions and she asked your questions. And she just brought herself to her job. And she's an amazing human. So that was really, really tough to have to do that this year. And we haven't had to let anybody else go. And we are going to keep going. We're going to keep, we're going to put one foot in front of the other. And I have a lot of ideas for next year and we're going to keep going. Now that said, oh, okay. So there was another hard thing this year too. So my house, when my ex and I got divorced, we put our house on the market, and it's been on the market for like almost a year, and it just got an offer and is just now in the process of selling. And so now I'm in the position of looking for a place to live, and because of the fires on Maui, housing is so, so limited, especially housing if you have a cat, and I have Sweet Pea. So looking for a place now is proving to be a challenge. And while I'm in the midst of packing up and downsizing quite dramatically and also preparing to run the reset. So there's just been a lot. And I do believe that, as much as it sucks sometimes, I know that when we are on the path of growing, of personal growth, of personal development, of spiritual growth, whatever it is, I know that we get plenty of opportunities given to us by the universe to practice. And boy, have I been able to practice this year. And I have to say that I'm proud of myself because I haven't thought about drinking. I did think about smoking a cigarette one time, but I didn't do it. And I wasn't even close to doing it, but it did cross my mind. Drinking didn't cross my mind. That's just like something that I'll never do again. But you don't know, right? You don't know like how solid things are until really the shit hits the fan. And the shit hit the fan this year. It really did. And for me, and for a lot of people too, it's not just me. I mean, even people on our team, I mean, we've all had a really tough year. And I know that, yeah. So I'm looking forward to 2024. I can tell you that. But I do feel like because I have my healthy habits, because I have, you know, my sobriety, because I do eat healthy, because I do have my movement, because I do prioritize moving my body and all of that, all of that has helped me. All of that has helped me get through this year. And I know that I talked about that a little bit last year during the last reset and how I was kind of developing the reset as I was going through a really hard time last year. But it's so true. Little did I know what was coming my way this year, but there were some awesome things that came my way this year as well. That's for sure. I don't want to leave that stuff out. I won't go into details, but I mean, it's a mixed bag. It's always a mixed bag, right? So anyhow, what my intention is for telling you all of this is to let you know that, mainly I wanted to let you know that Jen is no longer working for us and that makes me really, that breaks my heart really that we had to do that. And I also, it was one of these weird things where it's like, when's the right time and how is the right way to tell people that? Because it's like she was in the group and we have these two amazing wizards and now we have one amazing wizard and what do you do? It's like there's really no manual on how to do all of this stuff. And so my intention for this episode was to let you know that. And I also want to let you know that I am going to be taking a pause on this podcast until later next year. And I'm going to be focusing on leading the reset, which, by the way, reset registration is still open until December 31st. And you can join. There'll be a link in the show notes if you want to join. We start January 3rd. It goes until February 10th. So I'm going to be focusing on that. I'm going to be doing a ton of live demos and check-ins and coaching and all of that. So I'll be very, very busy, for that time. So I wanted to take a pause on this podcast for that reason, but also I just want to reassess everything. I just want a little bit of time to look at what we've been doing, look at what isn't working, look at what is working and really come up with a strategic plan to continue to grow this company and to continue to serve the community that we serve, because to me, it's the most important thing, that we're able to keep doing this and to serve you guys and to serve our members and to keep doing what we're doing, But it could be that we have to do things in different ways. You know, we can't do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. It just doesn't work. And things have changed for online companies. You know, I mean, a lot of companies have had a hard year this year. I know it's not just us. I know that the economy plays a big part. I know that a lot of people have been struggling financially this year. So it's, you know, there's so many reasons for this. And I know that a lot of, like I said, a lot of companies have struggled. And so companies, especially online companies, I think we're having to rethink sort of how we do things. And so I want to take this opportunity to rethink this podcast, to rethink what we're doing, how we're doing it, and to put a little bit more specifically in regards to this podcast, put a little bit more strategy into it. And what I'm thinking of doing is doing more specific topics to help people, specific health topics, bringing in more experts, doing more interviews, stuff like that. So in order to prepare for that, I'm going to be pausing this how I usually do it. And so this will be the last episode for sure of this year. And then, you know, I don't have an exact date when we're going to start back up again, but I'm going to be thinking about it. I'm going to be working on it, and I'm going to be brainstorming with the team and seeing how we can make it even better. So that's the plan for this. And, you know, and we're okay. We're going to keep going. I mean, we are still very much in it, and it is our intention to keep going with this. And we just have to do it a little bit differently than we did in the beginning. I mean, next year, Clean Food Dirty Girl has been around for 10 years. I can't believe it. And so much has changed in those 10 years. Not just with our membership. I mean, we used to have just, you know, PDFs that would email to people. Now we have, you know, a beautiful digital classroom experience where people can, you know, change their serving sizes and make their own meal plans and search for things. And I mean, a lot of people have those PDFs saved in binders. I know there's a lot of original dirties who have those too. But we knew that if we wanted to grow, we needed to, like, you know, come up with a better solution that would be more customizable for people, which is what we did with Plant Fueled Life. So anyways, I'm very proud of that. And so we're going to keep going, but this podcast is going to pause, and it's going to be back when we're ready, when I'm ready, and it's going to be better than ever. So that's what I wanted to share with you all. I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of 2023 and a fantastic 2024. Here's to a new year and to a fresh start and to embracing all of life's messiness. Good God, there's a lot of it. And to embracing our own humanness. You know, sometimes for me, it's like I can give myself a lot of grace for being human and for, you know, making the choices I've made. Some choices have been great. Some choices have been not so great. and some days it's easy to find some grace, and sometimes it's harder. But the thing is, I mean, we can all do the best that we can, and our best changes from it, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It really does. And so if we can find a little bit of peace with that and a little bit of peace of with change, because things are always changing. Things don't stay the same. It's not the nature of life. And when we can go with it and embrace it and be flexible, man, it's so much easier than when we stay really rooted in, you know, in something that's not reality, or thinking that things should be different than the way that they are. I mean, things are the way they are. And when we can see that and accept that, man, we will have a much easier time. Not to say we can't change things, because we always can, but there's, you know, we can change things with the energy of love, or we can change things from the energy of fear. And those are going to be two very different experiences and two very different outcomes, depending on what we choose. And so I'm practicing love, And so that's what we're going to do going forward. That's the plan. And I will let you know. If you don't get my Saturday love letters, that's where I'm going to announce when the new podcast is up. So if you don't subscribe, you can go to cleanfooddirtygirl.com/sign-up, and I'll also put the link in the show notes. So make sure that you get those Saturday emails, and I will let you know when we're back. Okay, thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you in 2024. Okay, talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.